Note that the panel members are present with members of staff. There is no appearance by the applicant or any members of the public. Before we proceed to the formalities, I'll just ask whether any members of the panel have any interest that they wish to declare in relation to the matter which is the subject of the panel meeting.
All I have none to declare.
Kath?
None from me, Mr. Chair.
And Annalise?
Yeah, Annalise too, no conflict of interest.
Thank you very much. So we proceed on the basis that we have received an application for an adjournment from the applicant. That application has been considered. The panel accepts that there is a reasonable ground for standing the matter over until the applicant has an opportunity to respond to the council's report on the matter. And therefore, I propose the following resolution: that the meeting is adjourned to a date to be fixed. The applicant is directed to deliver its written response to council's planning proposal report by 4 p.m. on 15 January 2021. Anyone wish to speak for or against the motion?
Mr. Chair, I support the motion, though I wonder if I could add something referring to the letter we've received just yesterday, I think from Mills Oakley. While that specifically asks for the deferral, there are a number of other matters that are raised in that letter, some of which I think are contentious, and I would just perhaps request that council respond appropriately to those matters raised by Mills Oakley in their coming planning report.
And I take it that you're referring to the matters wherein the solicitors make adverse reflections upon council's approach to dealing with the client's application.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
If I could just say, from council's perspective, we have met on numerous occasions with the proponent and raised these issues with them verbally, other than now listed in the council report, now that there's a deferral, it'll be up to them on how they respond to the concerns raised. But council has been consistent throughout in terms of its objection, first and foremost, with the loss of industrial land.
Daniel, you're asked whether or not the council is in a position to adopt the suggestion by Mr. McEnany that it deals with the issues that are raised adversely against council's actions. We're not asking you to justify it to the panel whether council should address those matters, and perhaps the motion should be that council give consideration to dealing with the matters that are raised by way of a criticism and adverse to council's dealing with the matter.
Happy with that, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. So, Daniel, we're recommending that you do that in those terms. So when the minutes are written, what I just said becomes our resolution.
If
it becomes part of our resolution that I'm putting, Mr. McEnany now approves of that. Kath Roach, do you approve with the resolution as it's now been amended?
Yes, that's fine, Mr. Chair.
And Ms. Stewart?
So just clarifying, so the resolution is that the request for deferral in the letter dated yesterday's to enable the applicant to address the issues in the council.
To deliver a written response.
and to provide further information by the 4 p.m.
On the 15th of January.
And that the council be given the opportunity to address the matters raised in the applicant's letter requesting.
I think it's more that the council consider addressing.
I don't think
we could tell them to do it.
In its future report, supplementary report to the panel on this matter.
Yeah. All right. Well, in framing the minutes, all of those matters need to be taken into account, and they will be, before I sign the minutes, they will be in that form and cover those issues. Is it the panel's decision that the panel resolves accordingly?
Yeah, I agree.
I agree,
Mr. Chair.
The meeting, therefore, is adjourned to such further date as is appointed. Thank you for your attendance, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks,
have a good Christmas.
Have a happy Christmas.